Official estimates put the cost of feral pests like pigs, wild dogs and rabbits at $1 billion for agricultural productivity each year. Now, an Australian company, Ninox Robotics, is coming at the issue of pest control from another angle, the sky. Managing Director Marcus Ehrlich says they're trialling a suite of technology using a military-grade drone across two states. He says it's the first time anyone has been given this special clearance from the Civil Aviation Safety Authority to do these types of trials.
We've got beyond visual line of sight, which allows us to go a long way from our launch point or our ground control station. We've got the ability to fly above the 400 feet altitude ceiling at about 500 metres, which allows us to cover some serious ground. And we have the ability also to fly at night, which is important when we're using our thermal-grade military camera, which allows the heat signatures of invasive pests to stand out enormously from the ground. We're going to be demonstrating this capability throughout the day during the demonstration.
So let's jump back just to the type of drone, a military-grade type of drone. For people unfamiliar with it, can you give us a sense of how big that is?
Sure. So the drone itself, the Spylight system, is 3 metres in width with its wingspan. It's 1.5 metres long, and it weighs about 10 kilos. So it's solidly on the scale towards what we describe as the military-grade capability of drones, rather than on the other end of the scale where you can just buy a little quadcopter for a couple hundred dollars and fly around for about 15 minutes.
So how much would your drone cost?
Look, it's commercial in confidence, but it's well into six figures.
In terms of that capability, that infrared capability and night flying, can you go into that a little further? What does it allow you to see on the ground? Do you just get a sort of a heat signature of an individual animal or a group of animals?
Yeah, so this is part of the point of the trial, to see what the thermal imagery looks like for a variety of different types of animals. And they are various forms of thermal blobs that have unique, distinct features that allow us to detect. So, for example, we've discovered that a kangaroo thermal signature will bounce. And that's one way to determine it from, say, a sheep, for example. Feral dogs look completely different. Pigs look completely different again. And we're already building protocols to be able to judge the different types of species based on their thermal signature. But for a trained eye, like our pilots and like our pilots that will be coming through the ranks, it is actually quite easy to tell the difference between all the different species.
And how do you see that vision when you're on the ground?
This is the really interesting part. So the drone itself passes this vision in real time down to the ground control station, where we can see it on computers, and also we can give a mobile computer to farmers, which is a passive device that where they can actually see what the drone is looking at in real time, and it just comes through on the screen, and we have the ability to take that information and download it onto hard drives for later analysis.
Drones are currently crisscrossing a mixed cropping and cattle property near a town called Moonee in southern Queensland, and there are further trials scheduled for New South Wales. Near Moonee, feral pigs are an enormous problem, with local farmers already pooling funds together to pay for professional aerial shooters on an almost quarterly basis.
We get the chopper and do it cooperatively and share the cost, and it's been working out to $600 to $800 each time. So we do that about four times a year, so it's quite cost efficient, you know.
That's Warren Urquhart. He's hosting the drone trials at his place, Warroa, southwest of Moonee. He says if the drone trials are successful, it'll give them another option.
So we could certainly see wild pigs in there, like a mob of pigs that were travelling through the national park. It looked like they were heading north to a neighbour's crop. You know, once the drone locates them, you could send in a team, a ground team perhaps, and try and locate them and get them there. Or if it did happen to have the helicopter about, you could send the helicopter in and clean them up that way perhaps.
So in your experience, the potential was realised straight away?
Yes, that's right. Just on that side of things, but I think there's unlimited potential with crop monitoring and all that sort of thing as well. So it'll be a marvellous thing in the future.
So the question comes back to cost effectiveness, and while this is in the trial phase, an approximate figure would be interesting. Ninox Robotics Managing Director Marcus Ehrlich again.
We haven't got our costs down exactly, but we think we'll be relatively competitive with some of the other pest control measures that are out there. We're looking at about sort of $3,000 to $3,500 per sortie, which is a 4-hour flight, and roughly works out as a bit less than $1,000 an hour.
Farmer Warren Urquhart says it's something they'll be interested in looking at, particularly if they can continue their practice of sharing the cost of feral animal control amongst the district.
To be cost efficient, you need scale, I guess, to bring the price down per hectare if you were doing that monitoring. But I think we've got the answer to that. Our group acts cooperatively and just average the cost and share the cost, and that brings it well down per hectare. Everything helps, and the technology is improving all the time, and that's just the nature of technology, isn't it? How quickly things advance, and when those opportunities come up, you have to take on that technology and make it work for you, or make it help